So how old were you when you signed over there?
So I think I was 19 at this time, or I was around 19. This was my first time going overseas. And yeah, so I had the season there, and actually halfway through the season, a lot of things went wrong. One of the biggest things that went wrong was after the first 3 weeks, which went great. Like, I made my first appearance. I played an OFB Cup game against an Austrian Bundesliga team. So to go from getting cut from university to then less than a year later being in that environment, in a high level environment with pro players, that to me was crazy. But then the following week in training, I have a grade 3 tear in my ankle. And basically ever since that happened, the recovery took like 6 weeks. Once I got back into it, just never really integrated back into that like starting 11 that I was trying to get to. And then also, this is a lot of things that people don't realize, is like being in a foreign environment, it's not just football. You think like, oh, it's football. Like, all I want is football. I'm going to go play with this team. I'm going to train. I remember I picked this location where I had three beautiful natural grass pitches around me. And 3-4 weeks in, you get lonely. Like, you don't really have friends. And that's a mistake I did. I didn't really have a social life at that time. I would decide to stay in a place that was not in a city, so I had no surroundings. And it got difficult mentally. And that plus the injury, 6 months in, the CPL was starting in Canada. And I decided, I had a meeting with the club, mutually ended things halfway through the season, and decided to go and pursue the CPL because I also had a lead to get into preseason with two CPL clubs. And again, that's a whole nother story, but that's basically how that first season in Austria went. There were a lot of challenges. Definitely like one of my most difficult time frames in the journey.
Yeah, that's very well said. And, you know, I'm sure you learned so much from that. But I think that's very valuable that you included is, you know, when you first come over to Europe or a foreign place, like you said, you just think you want football. But I was actually just giving the advice to this one Nigerian guy we just signed, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, you have to be happy off the field to be happy on the field. And I think that's something that we don't realize when we're younger. And, you know, guys like us, guys like Become Elite, 7MLC, we want to provide that mentorship and try to help these young people know the mistakes we made. So I completely agree with you. I was in the same boat when I was in Germany and I was 20. I was just, all I was doing was training, and I didn't go out or have any social life for a year. And I was like, I got better as a footballer, but I was miserable. I was miserable. And, you know, what I realize now, and I'm sure you do as well, when I'm more social and have more fun off the pitch, I'm laughing, I'm having more fun on the pitch. And it honestly just makes you less stiff in your body, more loose, and you just enjoy yourself and you're more flowy and fluid on the pitch. So I think that's something really to not underlook. Try to make friends, like we talked about before, make real friends that have similar interests and ambitions to you. And also try to get your mind off football. You know, I think that's very valuable. I think, you know, we think that we need to be 24/7 football, but I think you do have to have other things to take you away from the game. So when you come back to the game, you're fresh mentally and physically.
Yeah, that's one big realization I had in the last 2 years too, is I've been going at this for like 10 years now, 10 plus years. And the majority of that time, anytime there was a training session, a game, I would spend all day thinking about that session. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now can relate. You're thinking about that session, you start getting anxious, you start getting nervous, you start overthinking. What if I make a mistake? Will I perform good today? And the like doing that over years and years, honestly, it made me really unhappy with football. And it was only in the last This season has, I've made a great transition, but even like 2 years ago, I'm only starting to make the transition where I start incorporating things outside of football to get my mind off of football, and not just off of football, but also onto other things I'm interested in, because a lot of football players think I only like football. Trust me, there's other things that you like. There's other passions and other interests that you enjoy doing. And by tapping into those things, you're actually going to be performing better on the field because you get your mind off of the game. And like you said, I've noticed I've been playing a lot more in flow, and I've had a smile on my on my face when I'm playing, and I'm looking forward to training opposed to being like anxious or nervous about it. And we actually had, they brought in Thiago Alcantara and Adrian into our first team training. Yeah. And one of the things that they said after our training was that Thiago, for example, once he's done his training session, he actually has one or two interests that he goes and he does that for a couple of hours in the day. So he doesn't do football all day, because if you do football all day, your mind gets overwhelmed. And over time, that's going to lead to burnout. So you want to have activities that allow you to deload from football. And then when it's time to get back into training and back into games, you're going to be a lot more fueled. So that's something like years of being anxious, being nervous. And now finally, when I don't have football, I do the content creation to give back and make an impact. I go to the gym, I go hang out, I have a social life. And then when I'm back into football, I'm a lot happier and I perform a lot better.
Yeah, that's so well said. And I've been thinking about it as well. I think there's two things. I think from the first standpoint, especially when you're chasing your first pro contract and you're, you know, really serious about the grind and the hustle culture, one problem that I see with a lot of youngsters is I see that they think football is all or nothing and it's all they have. And I think one thing when you get into, you open your mind and get into different spaces, you realize there's more to life than football, you know, and people are, I've gotten the angry comments on my post when I say that. For example, like some serious issue, even when Christian Eriksen had that incident, I wrote, you know, health is more important than football. There's more to life than football. And I would get backlash. But what we don't realize is the number one thing is making sure we're healthy physically and mentally. And then, you know, there is more to life than football. I'm not saying that football is not our first love and how important it is. But when you do realize there's more, you put less pressure on yourself. And I think that's where the flow comes from, because it's like you get on the pitch and it's like if you make a mistake or you have a bad session, or you have a bad game, it's not the end of the world. And when you can get that into your head, then you can actually play free and more confident. I think that's a very big topic now in the social media space in football, is how can I become more confident? I do so well during team training. I do my ball mastery. I do my gym work. But when I get onto the field during games, I'm just stiff and I can't perform like I did in team training. And then I start to ask the people who are asking me that is, what are you doing outside of team training? How are you getting your mind off football? And I think, you know, I could say it from firsthand. When I was 20, you know, I'm a type A personality. I was just going after it 6 hours a day. Maybe I was very good technically, but I was stiff on the field, you know? And now as I got older, I was like, you know, football is not everything. And as I've gotten to that, I feel much better on the field and I actually have more fun.